Welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day on a Friday, November 10th, Veterans Day Eve. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we try to do this just about every year. Veterans Day shout-outs, inviting listeners to do that in their own voice. If you want to acknowledge a family member, friend, somebody who's served in one of the branches. And we've got one call already on the listener line. Let's give it a listen here.
Hi, I'd love to give a shout-out to our son, Nick Christine. We're so very proud of you, and thank you for serving.
All right, that's how it's done. So if you want to acknowledge someone, you can here on WWIB. I guess, Jason,
So my dad is a veteran. I have an uncle who's a veteran, and just really grateful for their service and for all the folks that I run into who have served in the military.
Mm-hmm. And I, too, would say my dad served in the Air Force, and two of his brothers, actually, Albert and Gene. I think they were both Marines, actually, so acknowledging them. They've all passed, but nonetheless, grateful for them, miss them, and grateful for their service and their example. So.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. That's how it's done. We'd love to hear it in your own voice today at 715-396-1670. So, it is Friday morning, and I don't know, I was saying this to my wife last night, Shirley, I'm like, does it seem, the weeks just, they just blow by, don't they? I'm sorry, I brought your mic down, my apologies.
Yeah. Yeah, Tessa and I were talking about that the other day, and she was like, does it seem like the weeks blow by, but the days are slow?
Yes.
And I was like,
yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you know, I agree. This has been a long week for our family with the Memorial Musical opening tonight. I have not seen Alex or Heather much at all.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I'm actually eager for this week to be done.
Yeah, so tell us about that, because in my mind, I thought, I cannot make it tonight, but and when I looked at it, there's three performances. It's White Christmas, right? Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Yep. Irving Berlin's White Christmas. It's playing tonight and tomorrow night, and then Sunday afternoon at the at Memorial High School. And it's the classic White Christmas that people probably grew up with. Heather and I watched it on streaming service not too long ago, just to kind of get a refresher on what the show's about, and so. Yeah.
So will Alex be playing the Bing Crosby character?
Or? No. Okay. No. Actually, has a few different roles that they're playing, and so we'll see how that goes. I know one of the leads had broken her foot, but she's still planning to go on. And you know, there's that old thing with the theater, break a leg, and she's already done so.
Oh,
so,
boy, yeah.
The show goes on, and she keeps playing, so.
All right, well, yeah, don't take that literally, please, you know?
So. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right, well, it looks like for me, I mean, I kind of, we're kind of celebrating Michael's birthday here late tonight, so Peggy's getting, she's making a lengthy drive, because they've actually got, like, Liberian restaurants at Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Huh. So she's making the drive to get Liberian food to bring that back. So
we're
convening.
Very
it's,
cool.
You know, when the young adults start, everybody's going off in their own direction working, it's hard for stuff like this or even for Thanksgiving, you know, traveling to get people to, it's tougher and tougher to achieve that. So.
Yeah. It's going to be, this weekend for us, too, is just. It's going to be crazy. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to encourage Bill.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be there then Saturday night, 7 o'clock. We'll let him, get the opening night jitters out and look forward to aiming for that performance. Are you planning to be there opening night then?
No, I'm probably not going to go until Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Heather's parents are coming into town. And so I'll probably go with them when they go to the show.
Right.
So.
See, my problem with the 2 o'clock performance on Sunday is it's the Packer game.
Yeah, so I'll probably have plenty of seats then when I go to the show.
That is the competition, you know, you're up against it. Although, obviously, people can, DVR it, I guess, if they want to.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's see. We've got, we're working our way through, I think today we can do it. Matthew, Mark, actually, Mark 5, 21 through 24.
No, you haven't read the 14 through 20 yet.
Oh, I thought I did that yesterday.
I read the scripture. You haven't done your part.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher. Thank you, teacher. Yeah, okay. This is what Letters to the Beloved says. So I was thinking I had done that yesterday, but you read the scripture yesterday. Okay.
I read the scripture yesterday. Yeah.
Setting me straight. Here we go. All right. The pig farmers were astonished. Running to town, they told everyone what they had witnessed. Here was a man who controlled both the natural and spiritual worlds with his voice. That is worth underlining, isn't it? When the townsfolk came to see, they found not only Jesus and the apostles, but also the man, no longer violent or crude, but in his right mind, which frightened them. People are unaccustomed to my son's power. As they heard the story, their fear grew so much they begged him to leave. Sometimes the presence of holiness frightens people. On the other hand, the freedman longed to stay with my son, begging to go with him. However, Jesus told him to stay, appointing him as one of the first Christian missionaries. He accepted his charge, telling everyone he could about my son, and his testimony filled them with awe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff in there. For me, what stood out as we were reading through is sometimes the presence of holiness frightens people, and I think that being in the presence of pure goodness, pure love, sometimes we don't quite know what to do with that. So that's what stood out for me there today.
I think to me that second sentence, which I've just underlined now as you were talking, here was a man who controlled both the natural and spiritual worlds with his voice. If he did then he can now. And I think that you don't say that about anybody else, right? So
true enough. Hmm. Very true.
Yeah. And a lot of working through this gospel I just keep thinking about The Chosen. Where are you at on your Chosen? They're already talking about season 4 coming out in the theaters. I've got some catch-up work to do on season 3. How about you?
Me too. I just like absorbed 1 and 2 when they came out, and then 3 came out and I have not gotten into it yet, and I have thought often recently, I need to get back into season 3, and so I need to get to doing that.
That makes 2 of us. See you at breakfast tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, there we go. Best 5 minutes of the day stretched out to about 7 here on WWIB. Sorry about that.
I'd like to mention my dad, Goodman Fields Sr. He's in heaven now, but he served in World War I in the Merchant Marines.
Our friends at A&W, it's their grand opening celebration. And yesterday I had a chance to speak with Dee, the owner of A&W. And she's like, Saturday, really pointing towards Saturday, Veterans Day. So here we go, Dean in her own voice, Dee, that is, in her own voice, telling us about the grand opening celebration. What's going on tomorrow at the A&W in Cadott?
Hi, everybody. This is Dee Wells calling from the Cadott A&W. I wanted to welcome everybody to our grand opening. We're having a grand opening this week, Wednesday through next Tuesday. And our special day is Saturday. We're having a free cheeseburger combo meal to all our veterans and active duty service members. And we'd love to get everyone out there and enjoy the special day with us. We have a register to win. Prizes, our grand prize is a 50-inch color TV, along with 6 winners of a free Rip Your Float for every week of the year, and then plus our additional gift prizes. So we'd love to invite everybody out to our Cadott A&W. We opened up in July of this year and are super excited to be a part of the community. And would love to see everybody out if they have time. We have some goodies for the kids and a daily specials every day during the week of this. And would love to see everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks, Dee. But before we get to Goodman, keeping in mind Goodman Fields, who our buddy John, PCD John, was acknowledging his dad. How about what Keith's got for a Veterans Day shout-out today?
Good morning, Mark. I'd like to give a shout out to my really good friend, Lyle Swartz, who served in the Air Force quite a few years ago, to his son, Bryce, who is currently serving in the Air Force, to Isaac Matheson, who is currently serving in the Marines, and also to some my family who is home with the Lord, my dad, who served in the Army, my uncle, who served a career in the Army, Dale, known as Uncle Dwayne to us, Ritter, and his brother, Raymond Ritter, also served in the Army. Thanks so much. You have a great day. Bye.
Hey, WWIB, this is Kevin from Fountain City, calling in to wish some of my family, the veterans, and friends, my brother Ronnie and Gary and Jeff, my father Paul, Archie Richardson and Brad Richardson, Alan Granton, and Pastor Deb Beebone, my daughter Danielle, and my son Elijah. Thanks for all you guys are serving, and appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning, Web. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I would like to thank all our veterans out there. I'd especially like to thank my husband, Gary, for his 6 years in the National Guards. And God bless America. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go, our Veterans Day shout-outs. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. We've had a number of them already in the first, almost 2 hours of the WIB Wake Up Show. We'd love to hear yours in your own voice, like Sherry, 715-396-1670. Though we hear from our friend Bob in Rice Lake. He says, good morning, Mark and Caleb. Mark, thank you for the challenge with the veterans this morning. I want to remember my dad, who served in the Marines in World War II at Okinawa, says Bob. He says he's been gone about 16 years now. Harold is an old-time name in this day, but thank you, Pops, for serving, and my brother Jerry, who served in Vietnam back in the 60s, remembering those days going to school and just being reminded as we went to a school event where the three in our town, my brother being one of them. We were at an event that we walked down to, as I remember, as a fourth grader, and at it was a community event, and we were able to hear his voice and the other two service personnel that were serving in Vietnam at the time. I reach out to him every year, and that's the challenge we have today. Everybody knows a veteran. Give them a call. Give them a high five. Thank them for their service, for the many sacrifices we have here in the U.S. Thank you, veterans. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And again, I think we may have no idea what's going on beneath the surface. We have no idea sometimes the level, the depth of sacrifice of those who have served.
Huh.
And so, again, so important to remember them, to thank them, to acknowledge them, and to show our love for them, our appreciation for them, our gratitude. So we're hoping that we can, again, shout that message loud and clear to our veterans today and every day that we love you. And we hope that you will help us in that. Again, 715-396-1670. I know both my grandpas served, one in the Army, one in the Marines, and very grateful for that legacy, for those who are willing to leave it all behind, not knowing if they'd come back.
Absolutely. I gave a shout out to my dad earlier, who served in the Air Force, and my two uncles in the Marines as well. And thinking of my friend Mike this morning as well, as he, this is the challenge is, Caleb, when you're married with kids and being apart like that, how about that sacrifice?
Yeah.
And that's really difficult.
I think of my friend Chris, one of the elders in our church, and the time that he's had to spend away from family in order to serve when his country called. My friend Alex, who's still currently serving, thank you. Thank you. To all of our veterans, to those who are still serving us, you're so appreciated.
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound, and I'd like to wish a happy Veterans Day and say thank you for your service to my husband, Dennis, to my brother-in-law, Wayne, and to my friends, Gary and Jean. Thank you so much. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, it's that time, 10 before 8 o'clock, our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show, where we get you caught up, friends, on things that you might have missed in news, sports, politics, pop culture, et al. We know that you like to stay informed, but you don't have a lot of time. So we do this in a condensed fashion every Friday morning right around this time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, reading of books by adults continues to decline in the U.S.
The only thing adults are reading these days is the skip intro button on Netflix.
Something.
A study found that when immigrants first arrive in the United States, they have a healthy, diverse group of gut bacteria. But once they settle into life in America, their gut bacteria becomes less diverse and begins looking like everyone else's.
I guess it's all that pressure to fit in.
Livia.com, everybody.
There you go. After a small spacewalk mishap outside the International Space Station, a bag of tools is now orbiting Earth.
Hopefully the astronauts bought the full replacement warranty at Home Depot.
Hopefully.
Tis the season for pumpkin spice lattes.
Of course, it's always the season for paying $10 for one.
Isn't that the truth?
A woman in the UK was arrested after she set fire to what she thought was her boyfriend's car, but was actually some other guy's.
I think that it's pretty clear why the two of them didn't work out.
I'm sure she said, sorry.
Daylight saving time came to an end last weekend.
It's really a shame they don't set up the move for a weekday. Wouldn't it be nice to go to lunch at noon, eat till 1, then move your clock back an hour and go to lunch again?
Yes, please.
And finally this morning, the Christmas tree that will be used to decorate Rockefeller Center was cut down yesterday. It will be set up in the iconic New York location this weekend.
That assumes the truck driver is able to find a parking spot.
Good luck.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Good to have you with. It's 8:15, 37 degrees, and we're joined by two guests here from Venture Academy. Again, they have that open house. If you were interested in finding out more about this, maybe you've started hearing some of the buzz, 4 to 7 p.m. at Jacob's Well Church here in Hallie, not far away from the station and not far away from Venture Academy in the fall of 2024. The expected launch, Pastor Paul Berthume from Jacob's Well and Brian Sullivan, Venture Academy Head of School, joining us. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Caleb.
And Brian, good to have you with. Let's start with you, Brian. How did you come to be part of Venture Academy? Let's make sure we actually get Brian on the air here. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got, you know, Caleb, I've got about, 42 years of experience, 35 of which is in Christian school. And so I came aboard the project a little over 2 years ago as an education consultant, just, you know, trying to support the noble mission, the ambitious mission of Venture Academy. And within the first 10 months, you know, I moved into an interim head of school and then recently head of school position, and humbled and honored to be a part of this project. I mean, it's going to be transformative, I believe, for the Valley.
And let's have Pastor Paul address that as well. So again, at Jacob's Well Church, you guys are absolutely tied in with this, a large donation of land for this academy. I was looking at your master plan, 10 to 15 years, but let's just start with, again, aligning yourself with God's plans and how this began.
So we were kind of dragged into this kicking and screaming because it's a lot of work to start a school. We've been working on it for a couple of years. And I should just clarify, this is not a Jacobswell school. This is its own 513C. I'm actually here as a board member of the school. And it's all about creating educational excellence for the Valley. And like I say, the church is a strong partner. We donated 50 acres of land to the school. And the school is actually launching on our campus. But that's a springboard into the school, having its own facility, its own campus. We're working on a 15-year plan here where eventually the dream is to have a 200,000 square foot campus with full services, full sports, full arts, innovation labs, just a state-of-the-art educational experience with a pedagogy, educational philosophy that is grounded in Christian worldview, dripping in Christ, and which is built on proven educational foundations, reading, writing, actually learning to write, actually reading, civics and history as it honors the great things that God has done in our nation, as well as innovation. So internships and innovation labs and project-based learning. And so we've got a team of educational consultants and excellence that have over 100 years experience in the classroom. And so we've been working on this for almost 2 years. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be an amazing school. I believe it's going to be a gift to the Valley. I think it's going to transform the Valley. I think it's going to raise the educational temperature of the entire Valley. It's going to be awesome.
And let's go back to Brian Sullivan again. We're talking Pastor Paul Berthume, board member of Venture Academy and also head of school, Brian Sullivan. And what I hear, Brian, again, is excellence, excellence, excellence. Not just, well, let's provide a Christian option, but saying we are going to honor the King, the master that we serve. We are going to honor him by doing everything with absolute excellence, and that starts with education.
Yeah, it does. I think we, you know, typically, at least the reputation has been when it comes to Christian schools that they do faith formation really well and maybe education marginally, or they do education really well and faith formation marginally. And we don't, our intent is to do well, do both very, very well, really. We are, it's our position that the Christian mind should be the best trained mind and that we can honor God through our intellectual stewardship, and so that work and study and effort and character are all also forms of worship, right? I mean, Colossians 1:18 says Jesus is to be first in all things, right? And that includes all things. I mean, that includes our stewardship of our minds, our intellectual growth and development, our physical body stewardship, you know, stewardship of our resource. And so we're going to educate the whole student, body, soul, and spirit. And I think that's a distinctive of Venture Academy. And as you heard Matt earlier, our lower school principal, you know, articulate our mission, empowering Christ-centered leaders, designers, and innovators for a world we can't quite imagine. It's our position that if our students, if Christian students are better educated, they own their faith, they're men and women of character, they have passion, they have vision, by default, by literal default, they will be the leaders of their generation.
And again, this is just very exciting. We'll let people know about their opportunity to find out more. There's an open house coming up on Sunday. But back to you briefly here, Pastor Paul. One of the things I noticed when looking at this 10 to 15 year master plan, the plan for this beautiful campus, not far away from the station here, just down the road and Hallie, easily accessible from so many areas. But I see a lot of green space, a lot of open space. How does that tie in with the educational aspect, the learning aspect, what you're developing?
Well, it's one example of the integration of learning. And so there'll be opportunities to take biology outside, to take physical education outside. We're actually working very hard with a group of architects that only work on schools to integrate the campus as a tool to maximize education, and being outdoors is just going to be a part of that. Not to mention sports fields and rec fields, and we feel like the property is providentially given.
Yeah,
it's just think about where it is in terms of the crossroads on interstate, so people from surrounding communities can come. God is all over this. It is. I just don't think people realize how big this vision is and how big God is. How many people are involved there at this point? Literally hundreds of people involved. Millions of dollars have been raised towards the goal of making this a reality. The energy and the passion behind it, this is just something God's doing. No one's doing this. We are doing this.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful thing. So exciting.
Again, venture-academy.org, venture-academy.org. to find out more, to see the master plan. But again, Pastor Paul and Brian here, what we want to do as we close here is invite people to actually see this in person. And so at Jacob's Well Church, there's going to be an open house. What all is going on there? We'll start with you, Pastor Paul. What all will be going on 4 to 7 p.m. this Sunday?
Well, it's actually a great time to come, hear the vision, find out the details. People, you know, the devil is in the details. We got a lot of answers to a lot of questions about, you know, tuition and education and curriculum, as well as being able to get a tour of the building, see the rendering. We're doing a major renovation in our children's wing, almost over $2 million renovation to make a state-of-the-art, technologically savvy, educational space to come see that, dream that, and then just begin to imagine what it would look like for your family to become part of this experience, this venture. I think as well, there's just an opportunity to bring your kids so the kids can come and imagine what it would be like. We have a beautiful campus and a beautiful location. And again, we believe God providentially. I don't have time to tell the miracle of how we got that property, but we bought it. We weren't sure what we were going to do with it, but this is what God's doing with it. It's very exciting.
He's making it clear. And again, as we finish up here, Brian Sullivan, head of school for Venture Academy. I know that you are, and Matt, I'm sure too, are ready and willing to answer any questions parents may have. This isn't a timeshare presentation. You just want people to come to explore, to find out more, to bring their questions. Again, 4 to 7 p.m. This Sunday, the Venture Academy open house. People can come to Jacob's Well Church. And Brian, I know, again, you are ready, willing, and able to answer any questions that come up.
Absolutely, Caleb. We, you know, both Matt and I will be there, and as well as some of our other staff members, parents, board members will be a part of this, and we're there to inspire. We're there to inform, answer questions. We're going to do a scavenger hunt. You know, students will do a scavenger hunt. We've got a lot of information that we're going to hand out, some venture swag. As Pastor Paul said, we'll take in a tour, kind of help you visualize what the building will look like in very short order, because construction commences in January, you know, with a completion date of May of 2024. You know, we only have 198 slots for next year for K through five. And so we're excited. There's been a ton of momentum, a lot of interest. And we're very, very humbled, very excited about what God is doing at Venture Academy, you know, for our students, for our children in the Valley.
Again, venture-academy.org, venture-academy.org. But then please come this Sunday, November 12th. It's 4 to 7 p.m. at Jacob's Well Church, the north venue there in Chippewa Falls, or again, just off exit 92 in Hallie. Brian and Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Could I just say one thing? If you're a Christian educator and you're interested, come and you'll see the vision, and it'd be worth your time.
There are certainly, again, job opportunities coming up as well, too.
We're hiring now.
The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday. How do we wrap up this week in 4 minutes? Like this.
Sure, appreciate your time being here and joining us all the way out from Wyoming.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, no, it was great to be able to put a face and story to the name, too. I mean, again, Christmas is such a special time. So, yeah, we told you you were in the top three and one of the finalists. What we didn't tell you is that you won.
I didn't know.
Yep. You're going home for Christmas, Kaylee.
I did not know that. Oh, I really, really appreciate it a lot. It means a lot. I'm super, super excited.
What was the turkey thankful for at Thanksgiving? Vegetarians.
There you go. Thank you, PCD John from Ladysmith. Let's call back to another one of those great moments from that concert with the Newsboys. This was a fantastic, fantastic time. And, there was a certain young lady, friend of the show, Evie, Jump River, goes to Flambeau High School, who got called up on stage. You may remember this. And thank you so much to Sheila for sending us some video of this. And you may remember the Newsboys, Michael Tate, lead singer, said, hey, can anybody perfectly sing the rap portion in the first verse of DC Talk's Jesus Freak? And Evelyn was either volunteered or voluntold, whatever it might be. She ended up there on stage. And this is how it went down. Check that out on the WIB Radio Facebook page, our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Outstanding.
Evie was into it.
Yeah. Way to go.
She killed it. Well, I mentioned yesterday that I was actually excited to step on a scale down at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. I wanted to see, hey, did I make some progress? Did I keep making the goal? And my goal was to lose at least 3 pounds in the last week. I lost 3.4, so that brings the total, again, I like to be exact, in 6 weeks, 26.8 pounds lost in 6 weeks.
Okay, this is embarrassing. It's Monica from Kadak. Okay,
Monica, you're trying hard. You deserve this. What do you think?
Baseball. You're coming to the plate for the fourth time.
I'm going to guess tomatoes.
Is it 22 pounds of tomatoes per year? Because, again, our guesses have been bread, cranberries, hot dogs, bacon, mashed potatoes, cereal, cheese, ketchup, butter, lettuce, ice cream, candy, mustard, chips, sugar, and onions. Is it tomatoes? Do we eat 22 pounds of tomatoes per year? You got it, Monica.
Way to go.
Knocked it out of the park.
That's right.
On your fourth time up to bat, not for Craig Council, unfortunately, but Monica, great job.
You guys were in the lead like all throughout the week, but you did actually get second place. So, I contacted the winner earlier. We didn't have those, you know, two or three anonymous people step up. But we did have one, and she gave some money so that the second place winner's dream would come true. And so, Olivia, you are going to see your dad for Christmas.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who took time out of their day to go and vote for Evelyn's story about me. It means a lot to me because, obviously, I don't get to see my dad very often. So this does mean the absolute world to me.
The WIB Wake Up Show will make you laugh, will make you cry.
The best of the week. And for those who didn't realize that connection, I think we mentioned it. Evelyn, 16 and a half years old, the same one who was up rocking on stage with Michael Tate of the Newsboys. She's the one who wrote that letter to nominate Olivia and help make her Christmas wish come true to see her daddy.
A true friend.